FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Well, we've got all sorts of things going on. We got our good friend Joe Messina with us. You find Joe at therealside.com. And Joe, I know you've been having a busy week here, busy 2 weeks. I've got conventionitis myself. I don't think I'll be watching another convention again for at least 4 years. So, Joe, you must be totally fed up and sick of all political conventions, right?
Well, no, actually, I got to tell you something. The RNC convention, I was sitting there thinking to myself, oh, yeah, here we go again. I got to go watch this stuff. They're going to tell me how great they are and all this other stuff. But the reality is when you start looking and listening, this is a very, pardon the term, but this is a very Reagan-esque convention. And when I say that, I don't mean, you know, I feel like I'm back in the Ronald Reagan days, but Trump and team are making you proud again to be American. They're making you proud of your American heritage, if you would. And it's not all negative on how this country is and what it's like, is it?
Yeah, it's only negative if you're in a city where they're busy burning everything down, looting and shooting. And, you know, Trump said it best, first the looting and then the shooting.
Well, you know, I don't know. Where are you getting your information? Because CNN and MSNBC and ABC DEFG said they're peaceful. Who's looting and shooting? What are you
mostly watching? Mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful, Joe. I don't know what mostly peaceful is. Is that like a slightly pregnant or almost pregnant? Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. No, you know, it's really funny. Yeah, it when you watch what's going on TV, think of the derangement syndrome or the derangement you have to have. As a reporter for CNN or MSNBC, you're standing in front of a burning building, seven burning cars, people running around looting stores, and you are actually reporting as a mostly peaceful protest. I mean, do they really believe? They must believe that people are that stupid, that ignorant, or believe everything that comes out of their mouth. I'm really perplexed. This is so beyond any kind of common sense level, measure, meter. My brain can't wrap itself around it.
Well, common sense has never been a very strong trait of the left, has it?
Yeah. No, seriously, it never has been, and it is. You can tell the difference between the two conventions, right? You look at the DNC convention, man. They're calling Trump dark. And what were they? They were nothing but dark for 4 days. It was all about how bad this country was, where it's at, how bad it treats black people. I mean, the numbers don't show it. Nothing, I got to say, and I know painting with a broad brush, people will understand what I'm saying, but really nothing they said was a statement of fact at the DNC. Nothing. When you talk about the levels of violence against blacks, levels of violence in these cities, it just wasn't true. And the beauty is, I don't know if you saw the other night that MSNBC or CNN, one of the two, they interrupted or Rachel Maddow interrupted her regularly scheduled spewing of garbage to get a hold of a couple of governors in the cities where the violence was taking place. And one of them was Whitmore, right? And
yes.
To say that so the Republicans are saying that, you know, that it only Democrat cities are running into this and it's out of control and it's violent. And she denied it all.
How
it's
could like, that be?
You're there. You had to call the police, your own state police, to your mansion or house or whatever to protect you from the violent thugs. But people are buying it. People believe it.
They do. But, you know, they're burning down Kenosha. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to Kenosha or not. I've actually been there before. It's not a bad town. You know, that's where you got Oshkosh Bagosh. You get those kids clothing, you know, overalls. Yep. And jeans and stuff. And it was an okay place. And now they've turned it into something that I can't even believe. I can't even believe it, Joe. I really can't.
The burning down is, you know, it is exactly what I've been saying. I'm sure you've been saying the same thing. This cannot be, first of all, let's just be honest about it, whether you agree with them or not. This cannot be BLM proper. This can't be the original BLM group because it's mostly white punks that are going into these neighborhoods, and what are they doing? They're burning down black businesses. They're burning down, tearing down, you know, people who own black people who own cars and such. How is this furthering that message? It can't be. And I'll tell you what, we're right, because now you're starting to see today, and with a few others, you're starting to see CNN crack a little bit, right? When you think about it, you're starting to see these, Don Lemon. Yeah. Now he's coming out. Look, this violence isn't helping. You got to stop the violence. But it was fine up until yesterday. Not a word, right?
There wasn't any up until yesterday, right?
I forgot. I'm sorry. I apologize. I lost my time mind, if you would.
Yeah, this is, I've never seen anything like what these so-called journalists are reporting, and it's so detached from reality. And now it's like, oh yeah, there's gambling going on, right?
Oh yeah, these guys, again, there was, I saw a little clip the other night, I think it was Seattle or Portland, where they actually used quick drying cement on the outside of a door at the police station. I don't know if you saw that. Mm-hmm. And had to hold the door closed, and they put it in the seals and in the lock. And then what they did was they threw Molotov cocktails through the windows. Now, that should be attempted murder. Those people should be, you know, picked up, found up, and they should be brought up on attempted murder charges. This is no longer a protest, period.
Right.
This is people trying to take over that city, that town, that whatever, and they need to be held responsible for it.
Hey, what about shooting them when they're trying to do this kind of thing? What's wrong with that?
I don't see why they don't. I'm with you. I kind of joked one night. I said, just bring out the old fashioned water cannons. Nothing slows these people down faster than water cannons on the back of fire trucks. You know, oh, okay, that's mean, whatever. And then not more than 2 hours later, somebody sent me a video of them using water cannons. I think it was in Germany or someplace like that. And they squelched that riot in a matter of minutes, really.
Yeah, that's
great.
Yeah, Europe was known for using water cannons. I mean, when these people are violent and they're trying to kill the cops and they're blinding them with laser pointers and things like this, it's time to take off all restraint and unshackle the police and end this thing already. And who in their right mind wants to be a cop when everyone's trying to kill you?
Well, you know, let me tell you how bad it is, really, when it comes to the police departments. The National Association of Police, who do they endorse? Let me see. Donald Trump.
Oh, a Republican. What a shock.
And you're sitting there and you're going, and the Dems are losing their minds over it. Wait a minute. You want to defund these guys. You talk negative about them on a regular basis. And I'm sorry, we're kind of confused here. And you want to know why they don't support you? That's their mindset.
Yes. Yes, totally. Totally. And how much longer is it going to go on for? That's what I want to know. Till even, you look at the mayor of Portland, the mayor of Seattle, and all of a sudden they're concerned about it. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, I think they're getting the word probably from further up, and they're going, you know, you got to knock it off. You're killing us, right? You can't keep us killing us. And I'm sure that's the word they're getting.
Oh yeah.
Seriously.
Oh yeah.
So, again, I go back to the same thing. I think that we should let them go, let them burn down their cities, let them, you know, let them ransack their police, let them do what they're doing to show you the difference between Democrats and Republican run cities. I mean, seriously, when they come in, they need to be squelched almost immediately.
I could not agree with you more. And I just wonder how much longer it's going to go on for. And, you know, it doesn't matter what the police do, if it's a justified shooting, whatever. It makes absolutely no difference. They're just going and they're going to do whatever they want to do. And nobody's going to try to stop them. Look what happened to New York City. And look at the aftermath. People are leaving the place. It'll be, the last person who leaves, please turn out the lights.
Yeah. You know, think about the rash of these riots that have taken place. You know, the last four or five major ones when it comes to Trayvon Martin, you go all the way back to then, you know, and coming forward, and somebody say, and the tapes that you see afterward or the video that you see when you get the full video, all of a sudden you realize that, well, wait a minute, we were lied to.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us the truth.
You think we were lied to, Joe?
but it doesn't stop them.
No.
Look at the looters. I'm sorry, the protesters. I think 5 or 6 weeks ago, when they were walking around with hands up, don't shoot. That was debunked.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, debunked by a black AG, two of them, as a matter of fact. And you sit there, you just scratch your head and go, all right, so you bought the lie, you swallowed the lie, and the lie must continue. That's how they feel.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's the big lie. And I guess if you tell it long enough and enough times, they're going to believe it. But anybody really believing it now? You got to be a real Kool-Aid drinker to believe what they're saying, don't you?
I was going to say, qualify that comment. When you say anybody believe it now, yeah, there's plenty of rank and file Dems that are believing it hands down. Not even questioning it, not even questioning the reality of the whole thing. You know, are you telling me, and it was great because Oshkosh police or whatever it is, the police chief came out and he said, look, the first night of the protest slash riot, there was lines of cars coming in from out of the county. There were people that didn't even live here, that didn't belong here. They're the ones that did the damage. He said, last time we had 200 people, they were almost all townspeople, and it was a peaceful protest, and we protected them and we allowed it to go on because they weren't smashing, killing, looting, or burning anything. So again, I say to people, pay attention to what's happening. Just nuts.
Yeah, it's the very definition of insanity. Speaking of insanity, what's going on in the insane state of California?
Oh, really? You know what? You're going to make me throw up my breakfast. So Newsom, this guy's just a peach. 370 fires are going in the state right now. We're well over 1 million acres have burned. And you know whose fault it is? It's Trump's fault.
Of course. He was lighting matches. He had gasoline and Molotov cocktails, didn't he?
Oh, lighting gas. Yeah. So part of that is they say because, you know, he won't give them the money that they need to fight climate change. Well, it's not climate change, you moron. Even the eco freaks are now saying, you know, you've got to clean up the forest. You've got to allow them to clean up that the stuff that has fallen to the ground. And I said, you know, if you think about this 100 years ago or whatever, we let Mother Nature take its course. It did what it had to do, right? And yeah, it was lit up. Right. Exactly. And again, these guys, so what was it, climate change then too, or was it Mother Nature doing what it was meant to do? So you got him doing that. Now he's talking about an exit tax. Check that out.
Yeah, for 10 years.
Is it 10 years?
And
the original
years.
Conversation. So now it's like that song from Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never check out, right?
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
So you got to tell people. People have to understand, if the Democrats get total control of this country, just look at California. We have the highest taxes in the country on gas and stuff like that. Now they're talking about a mileage tax because they figured out that more people, you know, they pushed the electric cars, right? Now more people have bought electric cars. But guess what? They're not getting at the gas pump. Look at an electric car. You don't need to go.
They're not getting taxes. No taxes
now they
for
want
you.
Pilot. No, but there's no rider for gasoline cars.
Right.
Right. So I'm at the pump and I'm paying as I'm driving along. I mean, these guys are nuts. Increase in income tax, going to bring it 16 or 17%. These guys are just taxing the crap out of everything while telling you what you can buy and can't buy at the stores and that kind of stuff. So this is just amazing to me.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be amazed because this is the logical conclusion, the logical result of unbridled progressivism. I don't want to call it liberalism. It's not liberalism.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Trilogy Metals is a world-class developer in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The company already possesses 8 billion pounds of copper, 3 billion pounds of zinc, over 1 million gold equivalent ounces, and now over 77 million pounds of cobalt. Trilogy's Arctic project boasts an after-tax net present value of $1.4 billion with a 33% IRR. Trilogy is led by an experienced management team with proven success in discovering and developing projects in Alaska. The company is well capitalized, has no debt, and possesses strong institutional support. Trilogy trades on the New York and Toronto exchanges under the ticker symbol TMQ. To learn more, go to trilogymetals.com. That's trilogymetals.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
No. And you know, the legislature here in California did it. They screwed themselves. They gave him untethered power. And now they're trying to pull it back. And the Democrat legislature won't allow them. They won't even bring the bills to the floor. Republicans have introduced almost 31 bills to curb his authority, his spending authority. It's just authority, period. I mean, he's out of control up there. Put out a contract, paid for a contract to provide 5 million masks a month so that we can help with our make sure our kids have masks. You know, here, you'll love this. So from an education standpoint, what he wants, you ready for this? He wants every school has to have like these buckets of hand sanitizer. The kids are supposed to use it before they go to classroom, use it when they come out. Then he wants us to use these wipes. And he wants the wipes to be used to clean the desk. So every kid who leaves the room, the classroom, has to wipe the desk down with one of these wipes. And then every kid has to have a mask on, and we have to maintain 6 feet. So I want you, let's just have some fun with this, all right? We're talking high school kids here. You know how you and I were in high school. So, I'm sure,
oh my God,
we're going to wipe it, right? And are they going to provide science grade level trash cans? Because if you're wiping the virus germs on those wipes, you're going to throw them into a regular garbage can? You see where I'm going? This?
I mean, you need hazmat.
It's like, are you really saying this?
Yeah, they're saying it, man. Yeah, man. Of course, man. Yeah. What are you talking about, man?
No. There's the other. I mean, he's like the crazy old hippie, uncle or grandfather that's sitting in the living room. And mom goes, hey, don't be alone with him.
Yeah.
Don't hang out alone.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness gracious. What have we wrought here? What has this all come down to, right?
Kerry, you heard, I'm sure you heard the other day where Mrs. Clinton told Joe not to concede no matter what on election night.
Well, so
I'm saying
expert
to myself, oh, yeah, well, not only that, they need to know how many votes they need to scam to be able to put Joe over the top. That's why she told him not to concede. That's number one. And then number two is, if you think about this, now you got Nancy Pelosi who's come out. And she says, tells Joe, no, don't you dare debate him, because ready for this one? It belittles the debate process, process.
Mm-hmm.
You go, no, because you know, he's going to look like a buffoon. That's why you don't want him to do that. You know, you know that he's going to get just beaten up by Trump. It's just amazing to me. And they keep going down these roads.
Yeah. It's, I still think they're going to do a switcheroo on the guy. They can't allow him to run. I mean, they're not even chartering him an airplane. Now, that is unheard of in the modern campaign since, I think, FDR. Every presidential candidate has had an airplane. Maybe the beginning FDR had trains and probably mostly did it on trains, but he did have an airplane, I believe. And then, in my opinion, I have a way you can always tell who's going to win the election. You look at the vice presidential candidate's airplane. Ever has the best plane wins. Last time, Pence had a Boeing 737. I think it was like an 800. Hopefully it wasn't a Max, a Boeing 737 Max, because maybe they knew and they were trying to get rid of him. But he had a tricked out 737 and he won. Trump won. Before that, last time, Biden had a 737, and what's her name? Sarah Palin. She had an Embraer, like 165. You know, it's a total lightweight plane. So I knew right then and there that Obama was going to win. There wasn't even a question. Oh, well, that time, that was the first election. So I knew from the first election Obama was going to win. I don't remember what type of plane Paul Ryan had. He probably had a Cessna 172, because that's a lightweight plane, and it's perfect for a lightweight like Paul Ryan, right?
Oh, I'm with you. I look at the stuff, and I get the biggest kick out of it, because these people really aren't paying attention to what's going on around them. Joey B has no, that's what we refer to him on my show, Joey B. So Joey B has no chance of winning in my eyes. And it's just amazing. They have people out there saying they will vote for Joe Biden no matter what, because they hate Trump that much. Notice that they don't say, because I love this country that much. And I think that you know, Donald Trump is not doing the country any favors, or, you know, Donald Trump isn't doing well with the economy and this and that and the other thing. That's not what they say. And, and it's just amazing to me that we let them, well, I don't think that we let them get away with it. But, man, I'll tell you what, you need to get out and vote, because it can't just be electing Trump. He has to be not only elected, but we also have to make sure that he has Senate and the House. Otherwise, yeah, it's going to be 4 more years of this garbage.
And these people are really dangerous here. I'm not like a fan of either party. You know that. Yeah. I've always been very anti-political party, and I haven't changed my mind at all here. I think that both parties are completely corrupt, and you just have to look at the likes of Mitt Romney to know that they're completely corrupt. But
right,
at this point, we're past political parties. Doesn't matter who the party is.
Yeah. No. I agree with you totally. I don't think that we're not there anymore. You look at BLM. Look at what's going on out there. This is a total, the Democrats, or I don't even know if you can call them Democrats anymore, socialists, the communists over there on the left. This is a power thing for them. They have to win no matter what. They're really in a bad way.
Yeah. Well, this is do or die for them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right.
This is it. I mean, if they lose now, they could be out for a generation. In fact, the party could melt down. I don't know if you're... I'm sure you've had Dr. Steve Turley on your show, right?
And no, I've had Lamero on, and he says the same thing.
Yeah. So what Steve says, and you should have him on your show. He's a great guest and a great all around guy, a real intellectual heavyweight. Is that the Democratic Party is actually having a revolution right now, and it's the old line liberal guard, like old Joe, Dittering, Nattering Nancy, all of them. And then you've got the tribal factions, AOC, Black Lives Matter, Antifa. So what's interesting is they thought they could control them, and they got all the Soros money backing these factions. And now they found out that they lost control, and it's costing them dearly, because I don't care how much you hate the government. I mean, I'm no fan of it in many instances, but I'm of the opinion that it's a necessary evil, that you got to have government. Even in tribes, there's always a chief. It's just human nature. Somebody's got to run the show, because if somebody doesn't run the show, then nobody runs the show, and then you have anarchy.
Yep.
And it's a simple matter. Somebody's got to run things. But these people, like, they're proposing anarchy, and nobody on any side of the issue wants anarchy, because this is what the founding fathers, particularly Alexander Hamilton, was talking about, was the mob rule. And we're devolving down to mob rule here. But on the other hand, the norms, or the normies, as they like to call us, are starting to fight back. You notice that?
Well, yeah. Why does it take us so long, Kerry? I mean, why is it, you know, we want to live and let live. We want to allow people to live. You know, that's the funny thing about it. The ones they say are the nasty ones, the conservatives, we're like, we don't care what you do. Just don't push us to do it.
And just leave us, you know, the hell alone. You want to
have 2 other husbands and 5 dogs and in your home? Sure, go for it. But don't tell me, don't force me to openly say it's normal, because I don't think it is.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, I don't really want to be out there on the street, fighting the fight here, you know, physically. I'm past that point, and I got kids. I don't want to be doing it. But this is looks like what we're coming down to here, and it's really a little bit scary, isn't it?
A lot of bit scary, you know. I mean, you're being nice, but it's a lot of bit scary. And the reason it is, again, I want to go right back to what I, you know, what I was trying to say before, which is that you've got these the Democrats who really were so full of themselves, so sure they knew what they were doing, and you know, allowing the AOCs of the world and Tlaibs to run the, for all intents and purposes, to run the party. And the reason I say that is because if you really think about what Tlaib has said, what she has come out and say, what AOC has come out and say, if I was the head of their party, I'd open up and say, you know what? Everybody's got a right to say stupid stuff. And, you know, we don't hate the Jews in this party. We love Israel. Israel's always been a friend of ours. I do not know what Tlaib is talking about. I would have walked in. Who's the other one? I would have walked into her office. I would have ripped the map down that she had on her wall and you know, didn't have Israel on it. And I would have said to her, you put up another map without Israel on it, and your next office is going to be right next to the men's room on the other side of the wall with this question.
Yeah, that reminds me of that movie, The Distinguished Gentleman, where Eddie Murphy has a name, Jefferson, and the guy who was the congressman, his name was Thomas Jefferson. And so they're voting for Eddie Murphy because they don't know that the real Thomas Jefferson has died. And, you know, a name you can trust. That's what they never show Eddie Murphy's face because he's black. The real Jefferson who died is white. And all they do is put up those commercials. They even take his campaign stuff left over from prior campaigns and use it. And I mean, it's really hysterical.
I can see that.
Yeah. How did you get us into this mess here?
I have no idea.
Joe, what did you do?
Right. But really, when you look at this stuff, they are just, it's almost like reality doesn't exist for them anymore. How can you look at buildings burnings, people being, you know, punched in the face, a group of people taking over, and now they're trying to spin it that it's right wingers that doing all of this? Well, you know, and you knew that was right.
If it's right wingers, my question is, how come the left wing mayors let these right wingers like de Blasio get away with it? You would think they would like nothing else than to bust their heads, right? And yet, for some reason, that's not happening.
No, they're scratching. They're trying to, you know, I think they're imploding from within. That's my personal opinion, you know, and, you know, there's things they could be doing that they aren't doing because they're afraid of stepping on somebody else's constituency. Like, yeah, again, go back to the people that support AOC or Tlaib, for that matter, or Omar. You know, they might be radical people. They might not. Maybe they know what's going on. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But the leadership in the Democrat Party, I mean, God bless. Look at who they put out last week, right? I mean, it was truly the epitome of the old guard, right?
Yeah, the nearly dead guard led by their candidate, right? I mean, is this guy alive or is he like Bernie and they're just kind of dragging him along, but he's been dead for months? You know, it's a weekend at Bernie Biden's.
Yeah. No, I got it. With all the, and you've heard other people say it, and it just rings in my head, with all the Hollywood types that the Democrats had, the best they could do was, you know, was iPhone videos. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, it was really tacky stuff there. Production values were horrible. Your production values and mine, honestly, Joe, are far superior to theirs, don't you think?
I do. And with all the help and the people they have, you'd think it would have simply been a slam dunk. You would have thought anyway.
Yeah, and you're a guy who's working out of his garage. You have a converted studio, allowed to say that.
Yep.
And me, I'm in my living room. Well, it's actually a bedroom that's been converted. And we're putting out better stuff than the DNC, which has an unlimited budget. Is there something wrong with this picture?
There's something wrong with those people. What do you mean something wrong with the picture? There's something wrong with those people. I mean, right. They could have done so much better. And the other thing that people have been saying, even on the left have been saying, the DNC was a very dark convention where the Republican convention is all about, you know, how great we are. Be proud to be an American. You know, do better, that kind of stuff. Even they got the message or saw the difference, which I think it's exciting myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, they just remind me of H.L. Mencken, who once said, no one ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public. And certainly a large segment of it. I got to agree with them, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Did I leave a mark there, you think?
I don't disagree with you, but it's, you know, they're not paying attention. They're just not paying attention. And it's sad. They need to pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, people will tell me, yeah, Joe, you know, we're out trying to make a living. We're out trying to feed our families. So, you know, you're not going to be able to feed your family. You're not going to be able to make a living. Those are lame excuses.
Yeah.
Don't you, I mean, you can't just use that excuse that I'm trying to feed my family and that's why I'm not doing this. Come on.
Oh man, I couldn't agree with you more, man. I gotta tell you, man. You're right, man.
Yeah.
Hey, well,
I had a guy on left.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think you need to take a drug test, like he told that reporter, and maybe I should take one too.
Black reporter, are you? How stereotypical? A black reporter asking him if he took a coke test.
Yeah. We got coke. Yeah. And if he was a drug dealer. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what happened to you or I if we did this?
Oh, they would have pulled me off the air before the show was over. Are you serious?
Yeah. Goodness.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's frightening. It's frightening that they would pick this guy. It's frightening that they would think that this guy is a contender, you know? Look, my opinion of Joe Biden, and you and I have known him for years, not personally, but known of him, is that he basically was a buffoon, a not very bright guy. After all, he did graduate in the top 10% of his class, because he graduated number 76 out of 85 from, I think it was Syracuse Law School. So this guy is a real doer, you know?
Don't you find it interesting? They keep saying that everything that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth is a lie. It's a liar. It's a liar in chief, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, your list of what Joe Biden has said that is truthful, that is factual, would be so much shorter, wouldn't it?
Ain't that the truth, boy? Yeah.
I mean, all the stuff that they've proved was a lie, flat out lie. No, it wasn't a misspeak. It wasn't a he forgot. Because if he's forgot that many times, if he doesn't know where he graduated, my God. Then he really shouldn't be president.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, we're in for a lot of fun here, Joe. We're in for a lot of fun. I'm sorry you share the first name with him, but don't worry. We won't confuse you. I promise. I promise we will not confuse you with him.
No. So he's Joey B. I'm Joey M.
Okay.
That way there we don't get that. Yeah. But you're right, though. It is so irritating.
Yeah.
That people won't speak. And his family should be ashamed of themselves.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Putting him through.
It's elder abuse. This is a clear-cut case, Joe, of elder abuse, right?
Look, I agree with you. And you can see him struggling, you know,
it's
verbally.
Pathetic.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Completely, yep. Completely pathetic. And no one should be forced to go through that. I mean, it's just terrible, really. It's embarrassing. And it's just really a awful thing that they're doing to this guy. For what purpose? And you know he doesn't know what's going on there. He has no idea, right?
No, yeah. You're right. Absolutely none. Yeah. He's sitting there going, what are we doing here? How come all those people are in my living room?
Yeah, would you find my adult coloring book, please? I got action figures to color here, please. Right?
Yes. So people know we're not making fun of his disease. What we're really making fun of is the fact that his family members, people around, they see this. They're struggling with this with him, and nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. For
it's
what?
Sad,
it's
you know?
Pathetic. It is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my life. And I just hope that if I ever get like that, my kids just shoot me instead, or at least give me a gun so I can do the job myself. You know.
Yeah. Told my son, I'm going to put 5 bucks in the drawer somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And if every that just shoot me, you know, shoot me in the back of the head and get it over with. Take the 500 bucks, get out of town for a while. I don't not like that. I do not want to be not knowing where I'm at, making stupid comments. One day he's running for Senate. The next day, you know, he's hugging his sister, thinking it's his wife. It's really scary.
Yeah, totally scary. And I don't know what can be done about it at this point, but I know that we are done. Anyways, just tell us realside.com, therealside.com, and should go there. Just tell us what awaits us.
Yeah, just head over to therealside.com. Everything's there, stations, times, videos, and audio, podcasts.
All right. Well, I love it, and I'm a big fan myself, so the link is in the show notes. As we always say, got a question for Joe or myself, email us, kl@carrielutz.com, Twitter feed @CarrieLutz, Facebook page is Financial Survival Network, and that's our website too, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. Joe, I'm sure we'll be talking again real soon as this thing progresses or regresses. I think it's going to be the latter and not the former. And it's going to be entertaining, that's for sure.
Yeah, no regressing. No regret. I'm not allowed.
All right, Joe, thanks.
All right.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.